From NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up in Italy, the flamboyant billionaire Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi may have lost his bid for re-election. We'll find out why. First, here in the United States, today is the National Day of Action for Immigrant Rights. Demonstrators are urging lawmakers to support changes to immigration laws that will move millions of undocumented workers closer to American citizenship. Thousands of people are marching in cities and towns across the country. One of the biggest demonstrations is in Atlanta, and Ricky Bevington of Georgia Public Broadcasting is there, and she joins me now. And Ricky, just watching on television, the images on TV show a sea of people. What are you seeing?
I am standing before a sea of people. There are tens of thousands of people here, and they're chanting and they're waving American flags, some waving Mexican flags. All of them are wearing white shirts. That's how they're distinguishing themselves. So it's really a sea of white.
And tell us what the demonstrators are saying. What is the message that they are conveying?
The overall message is unity. They keep chanting the what in Spanish is "We can do it," and I've asked a couple of different people what that means to them, and they say that by protesting today and by showing their support for immigrant rights, they can beat laws that they feel are unfair. They can gain rights. So they're chanting "Si se puede."
And I understand that aside from talking about the national legislation under consideration in Congress, many are protesting some specific legislation that the Georgia legislature just passed. Can you tell us about that?
The Georgia legislature just passed a bill. However, it has not yet been signed by Governor Sonny Perdue, Senate Bill 529, which effectively punishes businesses who hire illegal immigrants. They can no longer deduct the wages that they pay to illegal immigrants on their taxes, and they'll effectively not be able to get a break for hiring an illegal immigrant. There was a lot that was taken out of that bill. For example, undocumented children will not be denied education. They will not be denied health care. Those were the biggest issues. And there was another provision that was taken out at the last minute, which was that anyone wiring money out of the country would have had to pay a 5% basically tax if they could not prove that they were a documented person, and that has also been taken out.
The southern states have seen a huge rise in immigration from Mexico and Central America. Has this group been politically active before? Have you seen that before there?
I have not seen this, certainly not of this magnitude. There are obviously immigrant rights organizations in the South and in Atlanta. But this turnout, I mean, I've heard numbers as high as 40,000 people here today. I don't think that the immigrant community has seen anything like this before.
Well, we hear a lot of action there behind you. What's going on?
You know, there are just bursts of whistling and singing and chanting. The spirit here is just, it's so happy. People here are thrilled. They're smiling. They've got their kids on their shoulders. And they're basically totally pumped up to be doing this today, and that's leading to these sporadic outbursts of song and chanting and whistling.
Ricky Bevington of Georgia Public Broadcasting at the demonstration just outside Atlanta. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Again, we're hearing demonstrators in Atlanta, the sound of a massive demonstration for immigrant rights. And who better to give the up-to-the-minute what, when, where, and how of a massive community event than a DJ? Commercial radio broadcasters have had enormous reach among the nation's Latino population, especially here in Los Angeles. One of the most popular local DJs is Pio Lean, and here he is on this morning's show.
Muy bien. Estamos recibiendo una gran cantidad de llamadas telefónicas de parte del público.
Pio Lean congratulating Dallas for turning out 300,000 demonstrators over the weekend, and he ends saying, "It's really important that we all demonstrate our love and support for this country. It's a wonderful place. Let's not have an avalanche of violence." NPR News will have continuing coverage of the demonstrations throughout the day and later on All Things Considered.